Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.
On Triple J, brand new music from All Day. The first new music we've heard all year. The track is called Wonder Drug. Harry from Tasmania says All Day's new track is sick. Excited for the album.
Yeah, someone's saying this is a vibe. Love it, Deezy. Yeah, All Day is with you and Veronica and Lewis as well.
So All Day, who is doing the backing vocals there?
On this track?
Oh yeah, Wonder Drug.
Oh, I got my little brother to do it and my ex-girlfriend now, God. Mm. I just thought there was a lot of auto-tune on the song, and then I was like, hey, what if you guys came in the studio and just sung the chorus? And they sung it so out of tune. I was like, wow, this is bad. But it just sort of, and I'm not a good singer, so I was shocked. And it was, sort of just sat in there nicely and kind of gave a nice kind of real vibe to it.
Yeah. How much is your brother involved in your music normally?
Oh, I mean, I do listen to him too much. I lived with him. I have two brothers, but I lived with one of them for a long time. And sort of, you know, you do need to bounce ideas off someone. So if he's always saying, put this one out, finish this one. So yeah, but he doesn't usually sing on the track.
So is he a musician? What does he do?
Well, he works at a cafe. No, that's not a musician.
Yeah, but he's got opinions, and sometimes you just need someone that's got a strong opinion one way or the other.
Exactly, just like decisiveness goes a long way. You know? Mm. Sometimes, especially with music, it's like you could do a million things. So someone just telling you which thing to do, you're just like, yeah, you know, thank you, I'll do that.
Take the decision out of my hands.
Yeah.
So did you start working on this in the studio where Michael Jackson made Thriller?
Yeah. Westlake Studio, which I didn't know, but it was right around the corner from where I live in LA. And it was just a brick building I walked past every day. And then there was a session in there that just randomly. And then there was his glove in there and like a room where he used to keep his chimp.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
The actual Michael Jackson monkey.
His name was Bubbles. And he used to have this room that he would view the studio from.
So Bubbles, Michael Jackson?
Bubbles would view Michael Jackson and look down from upstairs and watch Michael Jackson record.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does the idea of having a Bubbles, if you became big enough, like, is that appealing to you?
I mean, it might be kind of cruel. And I also watched a documentary about a chimp. Like, the chimps hit puberty if you have a pet chimp. And they hit puberty and then they get randy and aggressive. Oh, no. And so it's not really a good idea, but I have looked into it.
Was that before or after you saw the chimp viewing room?
That definitely spurred my interest. I thought maybe one day.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't imagine MJ was a particularly like good pet owner either.
No, probably not.
Yeah. There's a lot, probably a few problems there. But apart from this song, have you been working on an album?
Yes. So I've got, you know, Japanese Wallpaper on again, as you mentioned. We did some stuff and, I finished all my vocals for the album. So I've just got to get it mixed. And so, yeah, I've been really working over there.
Cool.
Because I don't have any friends in America.
Well, we've established that. Who do you play basketball with?
Just random strangers. Mm. But, yeah.
That's so nice.
So any idea when the album might be out?
Labels always mucking around, aren't they? Mm. You know?
Classic.
They're the real chimps, am I right?
Aren't they always mucking you around? No, I don't know. I just have to give it to them and then, you know, we'll see what happens, you know?
Cool.
Maybe early next year.
Veronica, Lewis, Triple J.